That take that with the man, he means well, but don't hold it against him. He really is a good guy. Colossians chapter 1. But I don't forget the word, so forget that. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Isn't it interesting? We love one another because of the hope that's coming. Of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
He said, what changed you guys was hearing the grace of God in truth.
Yeah. Right.
Though you have that coupling again. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. Grace and truth. Grace and truth. I tell you what, the happiest day in my life was when I found out about grace so that I could enjoy my truth again without being afraid of it.
Right.
Some folks get afraid of the truth because they're afraid of what it'll do to them. They're afraid of stuff, you know. I'm here to tell you this morning that when grace and truth showed up, as far as God was concerned, kindness and love showed up. Take the grace and the truth as kindness and love, ladies and gentlemen, and say, God, I want to thank you for that. It's so important to me. What I'm saying is that Jesus is the living word, the truth. He is not grace. He is the truth. Yes, he was full of grace and truth, and he was the revelation of the heart of God towards us. What we need to receive the truth about Christ in his kingdom so that we can enjoy this dispensation of grace. Without the truth, grace has nothing to offer man. Ooh.
Right. Wow.
Without the truth, grace has nothing to offer man. And I'm going to say it again. I've been in many churches and serve you full of grace, and you got nothing out of them.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
And I believe that's why you were here, was of grace and truth.
Yeah.
Every one of you loves the truth. Now let me remind you that grace and truth are inseparable. Without the truth, grace has nothing to offer man. With the truth, there is grace to believe, to receive, to overcome, to do whatever, and it becomes the dispensation of empowerment. How can grace empower you if the truth isn't coming along? Empower you to do what? Now we can better understand how grace gives and the law demands. And we can see why those early Jewish believers were so excited about the message of grace and why the religious leaders were so appalled. Yeah. They were so excited to be set free from the law and those religious leaders who controlled them through the law. And you've never been to a legalistic church where the leadership wasn't controlling the people in fear.
Yeah, that's right.
And talked about love all day out one side of their face and the other meant nothing. Can you imagine how those Jews felt when Jesus showed up and they saw grace and truth and said, my God,
yes.
My God. You want to know how glad they were when he said, on this rock of revelation, I will build my own assembly, buddy.
Yes.
The Pharisees have their assembly, but I'm going to build one that's going to shake you sideways. And that's what we're doing down here. We're on the verge of a breakthrough that's going to spin South Florida sideways. Might float off next to Cuba. I don't know.
Hallelujah.
The law took the power out of the people's hands and left them vulnerable to corrupt religious leaders. Grace puts the power back in the people's hands and sets them free to have their own personal relationship with God. This is the new creation message in a nutshell. Grace and truth through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth through Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you that God is dealing with you about some truth, every one of you. He is. And I want you to know there's the grace to believe it and receive it and turn from whatever it is he wants you to turn to whatever it is he's saying you should turn to. I'm not here to play God in your life. I couldn't be less interested. I don't want the job. I hardly want my own job. I just got in by the skin of my teeth. I get very comfortable in that chair in my room. So do all men. When men quit, When men get comfortable, they just start switching off all the switches until finally there's just one little flicker of a light there.
Yes.
And men can get comfortable in saying nothing and doing nothing forever. That is just their way of rebelling. But don't worry, darling. A lot of work is done in my chair. I thank God for grace and truth. I thank God that in this dispensation, it's an economy of grace. Listen to this. Grace isn't an exception in my life. Oh, you terrible, horrible man. I'd better give you grace. Don't be an idiot. This whole thing is run on grace. It's lying in the street. People kick it. They wash it off their cars. They wipe it off their windshields so they can drive down the street. Grace is everywhere. I mean, you can feast on the stuff till you throw up. And there'll still be tons for everybody else. It's a dispensation of grace. It's a dispensation of empowerment. Look into the power and grab the truth and the grace and say, thank God forevermore.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads for prayer? And so we bow before you, whose kindness and love appeared in grace and truth. And we say, my God, my God, my God, my God. We say with the disciples, Lord God, who am I that you'd come home with me? And yet when loving kindness came, it left none of us out. That grace and that truth was big enough for the best of us and the worst of us. And I want to thank you for the happy day when your Holy Spirit took grace and truth and saved me at 19 years of age and spun me around, and that there was enough grace to see me through all of my trials and temptations, my problems and my weaknesses, my failures and my successes, to bring me to this age today where I can say, truly, Jesus led me all the way with his grace and truth. And Lord, I want more truth and more grace and more grace and more truth. I want to know it all because I want to know about you and your loving kindness. And I ask for my people today, Abba, a special touch from heaven, that you'd touch them and take the fear out of their hearts. And that you'd touch them with the truth and enough grace for them to know the truth is a safe place, a good place, a God place. And that you'd touch our hearts and draw us to yourself as never before, winning us with grace and truth. For we are yours to win and to love and to hold and to treasure. What a song we'll sing in that day, mighty God. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. With shouts of grace, grace we shall enter in. And say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.